This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
The International Transgender Day of Remembrance has been observed annually from its inception on November 20th as a day to memorialise those known individuals who have been murdered as a result of transphobia. On the surface, it seems like there has been real progress in the rights of transgender people. But unfortunately, violence against transgender people, especially transgender women of color, continues today. During Transgender Awareness Week, stand with those of us at Joy to lift up transgender voices in our community, to help educate others, to be kinder, more understanding, and to be more inclusive.
Joy, your voice, your radio station.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And joining us in the studio is Teddy Darling.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
And that community service announcement could not have been better timed. Thank you to Michelle from Trans POV and Mission Mates for helping put that together, because it is Transgender Week of Awareness and next week is Transgender Day of Remembrance. And Teddy, you're doing an event on that day, aren't you, on Wednesday next week?
Yes, that is right. And that was a lovely community service announcement. And Trans Day of Remembrance, the vigil, is the event that I'm organising next week on Wednesday, the 20th of November, TDOR. It's very, very generously being supported by the City of Yarra, Yarra Libraries. They're giving us Fitzroy Town Hall.
That's wonderful.
To hold space with Melbourne, with anyone that wants to come along, with trans and gender diverse community members. If you would like to express yourself, if you would like to pause to reflect, if you would like to join us with some musical and emotional reflections, that is the night.
We often think about what celebration means or what remembering means, and I think one of the important things about Trans Day of Remembrance is the fact that it does really highlight the fact that, you know, in the world we have a massive crime rate against trans people or murder rate against trans people, and it's really important to remember those whose lives have been lost and how. But it can be a lot to take in.
Definitely. It's a very difficult day for a lot of people in the community, in the communities. I hosted the vigil last year at Hares and Hyenas, and we actually had the venue capacity is 80. We had about 110 people come because they really wanted that space. They really wanted to share that space. And what I'm noticing more and more is that TDOR doesn't just represent violence and murder overseas. It's also about holding space for other kinds of losses that we've experienced due to mental health. It also represents just like coming together, a peaceful, reflective period for us to acknowledge our history, acknowledge our elders, acknowledge people who have been taken from us in a variety of ways, both here and overseas.
So the event, the vigil that's happening on next Wednesday, what are the details of that?
So we're going to have lots of different community organisations in the space, including Joy.
Yay.
And doors will open at 6 o'clock for people to come in and make use of the space, find each other, see connection.
That's one of the things I think that's been wonderful about the way in which you've been talking, is it really is about finding pathways and connection. A lot of us can feel like, so we come and do this thing, like we have to come and be this part of it for those that understand, that may think that they have to do something in order to be there. But your presence, it can make all the difference, and just standing in solidarity with people or being there for people can make all the difference too.
Just having power in the space, and it's the space being ours to claim for that time, I think is really amazing. And then the vigil won't start until 7 o'clock, so there's a bit of breathing space to come and find people and just be in the community together. So at 7 o'clock, that's when the proceedings will start. We've got a few short speeches from community members. We've got a poem. We've got two musical performances, which will bookend a period of open mic kind of community reflections. So if anyone is there that wants to share a short story or read something or just express yourself and be in the space, then that is
that's
also
really wonderful.
Accommodated.
That's absolutely fantastic. So that's happening next Wednesday at the Fitzroy Town Hall?
Yep, that's correct. Wonderful. And we're going to be finishing off the night with actually a community sing-along.
Oh, I love it.
Which is something I organised for the vigil last year, and people really found it very beautiful.
I think what's really lovely is just even the way you're describing this, it really is about bringing community together, giving the space for people to be or to say or feel however they are, but to be able to sing together at the end, that's really wonderful.
And it's going to be a live accompanied singing experience. Oh, so the band Between Mirrors is one of our musical accompanists for the evening. That's a couple of local non-binary and trans musicians, and they are going to be accompanying us while we sing Time After Time.
Oh,
and Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, that's that. So it's going to end with Here Comes
the Sun. It's ending with
that's
Here Comes the Sun.
That's a beautiful way to do that. Oh my God, I love it. Well, that's really exciting. So we're going to put all the details of that up on our social media. But we may as well, just before we say bye-bye, touch on also Happit starting next week is Iridescent, an arts and culture festival for and by queer people of colour and First Peoples. And it's happening, I believe, at
the Hare Hole, Hares
and Hyenas, which is very exciting. And you've got some events in that?
They've done a remarkable job to curate the festival. I'm not involved, but I've been watching along with Chris Ader, who has been doing an amazing job, and Mama Alto and Mark Nenup organising that. I'll be there at the opening night.
Wonderful.
It looks really exciting.
Well, you can head to the Hares and Hyenas Facebook page or website to get all the details for that, or just look up harehole.com.au. Thank you so much for coming and joining us, Teddy.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for just organising that Day of Remembrance visual. That's really exciting. And congratulations as well on being one of the finalists.
No problem. I'm so excited. And if anyone would like to follow along with the progress of my filmmaking, I'm going to be putting all updates on my Facebook page, Teddy Darling, and on my Instagram, Nancy Boy Sinatra.
There we go. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.